Brian.
Rana.
This is hot off the presses information. Okay.
This is huge news. Yeah.
The AI Social Club continues to grow beyond all expectation. We have welcomed so many incredible members into the club and continue to. But right now, okay, pardon me, coming up, people have to, if they want to get the September box, we are now accepting members. They have to sign up by September 1st. Anyone that is registered or has signed up for a September box, pardon me, will be entered to win what I can only describe as the greatest contest gift of all time.
This is like, this is what you shoot to the stars for, is to grab something like this.
We shouldn't even be offering this.
I'm actually shocked we are, Rana.
They are entered to win a 5-minute segment on this show, on this very free feed Ask Rana show, where they can AMA. Ask us anything, pardon me.
If they have advice, questions about Jordan, whatever they want.
Well, I mean, Jordan's not, you know, that's Jordan's business. Jordan's not.
Right, I guess that's
Jordan's
true.
Jordan's not on the show.
No, he isn't.
But
you're
they
right.
can ask us whatever they want. If they want to ask an advice question, if they want to kibitz about something, if they want to say, you know, this thing happened the other day, I'm curious what you thought about it. And we will spend 5 minutes talking to them about whatever, however, on the show. On the actual show, they will appear here. If they are registered for the September box, they're entered to win. So that is AISocial.club. The boxes are going from strength to strength. I literally yesterday was doing my in the lab tasting for the August box.
Sure. Yeah.
It's so gorgeous. It's so fun. It's so cute. We're having our white party for August, so watch out, pardon me. But
get your linens.
September will be not in any way a step down. I can't wait to start getting into all those fall flavors. Oh,
me too. I got to say, this cocktail club gets better and better and better. We've got Connor. We've got all the hits.
Yeah.
We've got gorgeous bespoke cocktail makers and liquor makers. And I got to say, I love it.
And he always
it's
gets
such
to sit
a step
on
above.
The ground floor, Connor, of something that people...
Of like the coolest, hottest thing.
Well, that's classic Ask Ron, is that people think,
oh,
we say something and then people, a few months later, it becomes the thing and people say, where did I hear about that? And it's always
Yeah, we're not
here.
Sending you a bottle of Jack Daniels, okay?
Yeah. Full-size bottles, full-size candy bars, that's what I'm known
that
for.
Look gorgeous on any countertop and taste like light
well, what you're really doing is building a gorgeous home bar.
You're building a bar.
Yeah. And we always
build
send,
a bar. Build
you know,
a bar.
There's, sometimes there's a cute accessory or a coaster. The match boxes last time people couldn't get over. We sent the leopard as our mascot. We have to name him, by the way. Or her. In any event, this ad's gone on too long. You get the idea. AISocial.club, AISocialClub.com. We can't wait to welcome you into the Carriage House Club.
So exciting.
Here we are. Oh, by the way, someone's been said I'm not allowed to sing anymore. I don't know if you saw that. I'm just starting right. I don't know why I'm out of the gate on this, because I almost started singing again. And then I realized that I'd been criticized by someone who purports to be a fan of us. So I can't understand why anyone would dare try to limit me and my creative expression on my own goddamn show. Do you?
If we ever do a 54 Below show, that person is will be refused entry like Elon Musk.
Well, they should be 6 feet below is what they should be.
Wow.
I said that.
Rana.
That's how
your
big,
Boston
that's
past
how,
is coming out.
How deep a gray. Oh, speaking of Boston past, that horrible mother whose side we were supposed to be on, who wrote in to say that she was feuding with the neighbor.
Oh, yes.
And exhibiting, both of them were exhibiting all that
both
awful
of them
behavior,
were,
modeling terrible behavior for their children. Mm-hmm. Wrote in to basically say, oh, whoops, I got a little heated. Ha, ha, ha. I'm still in a fight with them. How dare
they are.
She?
How dare
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she said, well, they never respond. Now I left it too long and I didn't respond. And then there was a block party. And I thought, well, if she comes up to me to say something, I'll be nice. And you think, well, why would she come up to you? So then they skipped the block party. That's what
I really, truly, when we read those text messages, I don't think I was on the letter writer side from what I recall.
No, that was the Kyle Clement top. She was really trying to paint a picture where she was the hero, and it was pretty clear that nobody was a hero in that situation.
I have a bone to pick with Carl because he said show when I went to New York was running for 2 more weeks, and it wasn't. It was only running for a week. I didn't have any, I couldn't see it.
Well, I have some news. It's not about Kyle, so I'm sorry I brought it up in the same breath, but I will say, monkeypox is starting to hit the New York theater scene.
What do you mean?
What I'm saying is it's starting to shut down productions. Mark my words here.
Really? Well, I will say that people are meeting people in the line for the vaccine. I'm going this week to get it. But it's become a
wait 3 weeks to then see that person.
I know, Rana, but at least it's a good way to vet people and say, like, you're a responsible person.
Look at you. People are who do you know that met someone in line for a monkeypox vaccine?
A friend of mine. It is a cute name. You're right. And by the way, I love that we get to say a pox on you now. You know, that's kind of fun.
A pox on you, yeah.
I feel exactly. like I'd never be able to say
a
that in my life.
A pox on you, a hex on you and all your children, yeah.
Exactly. But I'm looking forward to the kiki that is the line to get the first shot.
Speaking of the kiki, oh my God, I can't handle.
Oh my God.
The July kiki and the July drink, wow. That's all
first
I'm going to say.
First of all, the kiki was absolutely fabulous. I would honestly frame that bottle of gin.
Beautiful.
It is gorgeous. Even the
How
little
about the
knob
fact that
the
it
top?
Was from Arizona, which I had such a hard time with, but one of the developers was British. And if anyone knows
well,
gin,
then there
it's
we
British
go.
Person. They that started that gin foraging during the pandemic. Talk about knowing how to use your time.
I have to say that was a fucking classy, bougie surprise of a drink.
You know what I loved about the gin was that even I could be surprised still, because you know me, when Connor sent that to me and I looked it up and I said, wait a minute, it's from Arizona. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not sending people gin from Arizona. I hate to tell you, it was so gorgeous and had such a sophisticated yet easy profile. Suncliff is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Really,
beautiful.
it was a knock your socks off. So listen to me. ASocial.club, please don't be a fool. They have till August 1st. I don't even know what day it is anymore. If they missed it, they missed it. They'll have to join us for September.
Sure.
But I don't know why they're missing it. I can't understand. I mean, I will say subscriptions have been through the roof, but people got their membership cards. Should I show people?
I got mine.
People got their membership cards.
I thought
cards.
I was going to be one or two, but I was like 124.
What number are you? Really?
146, 124.
Were you really? Guess what number I was?
What?
One, of course.
What?
Well, I was the first person to buy the membership. And there it is.
Zero,
well,
zero,
it looks
zero,
like a
one.
1,000 because the camera's backwards.
No, I see
zero,
it as one.
Oh, you see it correctly?
Yeah.
0001. How gorgeous is that? They got their
it's
leopard.
It's gorgeous. It is.
They got
it, but
their
it feels
leopard membership cards. Excuse me. It doesn't even say AI Social Club on the branding. It's just gorgeous.
I feel and like then, it's one of those things where if you ever got pulled over, you could just hand over your ID with that card and they would just let you go. Gorgeous.
Oh,
who did that?
Absolutely. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That is
a rendering.
Illustrator. He lives in South Korea, I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
And then
beautiful.
That gorgeous, I mean, I don't even know if people can see any of this because I'm doing it on the free feed. I'm just
it's
showing
the,
Brian.
It's the recipe card.
We do a beautiful illustration every month of the of a rendering of the drink, and it's absolutely stunning, and they're collectible, and people are dying over them. But
they're gorgeous.
I don't want to say anything more about it because I can't be making people feel terrible who aren't part of the club. They just
oh, really?
Talk.
You can't be making
a woman,
people feel
I hate
terrible.
To tell you, a woman posted and said, talk about FOMO. I'm 7 months pregnant and I joined the club.
I saw that.
I can't even drink the drink, but I've been serving it to my husband and all of his friends. But I loved the club so much and everything is so gorgeous that comes in the box. This month, they got a golden stirring spoon.
Gorgeous. That's about a yard long. It's so
beautiful. What about the matches? How cute are the matches?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about us. We're having too much fun. Forget all
I know.
These
I've
people.
Gotten messages.
You know what?
Being
don't
like,
join. Don't join.
Yeah, don't do
it. Because it's not going to be exclusive enough anymore if all of these people
start
seeping
in. I've been
getting
a lot of
in.
DMs from people saying, like, when I posted stuff saying, like, yeah. Wait, what is, where can I get this? What is this? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, look.
Oh, come on.
Here's where you can get it. But honestly, you should have known already.
Naomi voice memoed me yesterday or the day before that. I can't even remember anymore to tell me how gorgeous the box was.
I was on live. I had to do a Zoom with Naomi for some.
Why?
I don't know. I was hoping that she was going to apologize to me, but it ended up not being that.
Huh. But a truth and reconciliation panel.
Correct. Something. What I was Palestine. She was Israel.
Oh, don't something, bring that up.
I'm not. I shouldn't have, and I'm not.
Safi Glickman.
That's right.
Yep.
But
Syria.
We're Rana. We're a hope. Yeah, we're a hope for the future.
We are.
But she,
why aren't we selling ourselves like that? We are the piece of quartz. That's who we are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we were on the Zoom when her door knocked and she was like, "Hang on, I think it's the Rana box." That's what she said.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? I'm glad she ended up canceling her East Coast trip, so I'm glad she could have a little fun with us at the Kiki.
Me too. It's going to be nice. So
listen to me. Incredible. Yeah. I don't even know how we got this guest, except I do.
You
know,
she's
because it was me. You know, she's it, but I'm it, so we're it. You know, that's sort of how it works.
Right.
She's so incredible, but we have to read one follow-up before she gets here.
Absolutely. Would you like me to read it, Ronner?
She is what, I don't know if they even say this anymore. She's killing the game. Do they say that anymore?
Yes, of course. She is the moment.
I don't know who gave her the secret codes to what the game is. But she's doing all the cheat codes and all the, you know, boss levels.
I think she's nice style.
The cheat codes.
Oh, I thought you said Chico's.
Yeah, she's wearing Chico's. She's sponsored by Chico's.
Pretty fresh. Okay.
Read this letter because it's too much.
Now, this is from the man whose hoarder sister, which is my favorite new expression.
Well, my favorite part about this is that when Mimi puts the brief together, she will sometimes do a little, you know, refresher sentence before we get to
the thing. She does like a quick refresher. And
I was reading this
very funny
in bed last night, you know, doing my best Nancy Meyers movie impersonation in my fluffy bed with my glasses.
I believe it.
And I read the description of this thing that gave us the heads up about what it was, and it made me laugh out loud in bed. I think you should just read the letter, the thing, and then read the letter. But
you got it.
Yeah.
So you think I should read her description?
The little descriptor that Mimi gave.
Of course.
Then read the letter.
From the man whose hoarder sister, so good, wanted him to store her Beanie Baby collection until she could get rid of her bed bugs. Fabulous. This is from the free feed. That sentence alone. Can you store
that
my Beanie Baby collection until I get
so
rid of my
hard.
Bed bugs?
Yeah. I said,
fabulous.
That's what this show is. That's what made me laugh. So I thought, how is this what this show became? But anyway, go on.
Now, this is from Free Feed 110. It's the second episode we've done with Mike Shore. So it was Free Feed 110.
Oh, you know, we were supposed to do a sweeps with him. We better get him back on.
I know. Supposed to be, you're right. We got to, we're going to have to, well, we're really late for sweeps, Rana, but we can still do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll do November sweeps with him.
November sweeps. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Dear Rana and Brian and guest, if they've arrived early for the updates, one never knows if company is coming early. Excuse me. I'm the brother of the bed-bugged, stuffed animal hoarder.
Mm.
And wanted to thank you dearly for the copy of Mike Schur's book. Oh, they won that week. Insightful advice.
Of course they won. Did you hear the description?
Yeah, this was a bad one.
Yeah.
The insightful advice on the luxurious candle. Immediately following you reading my letter, my sister went through a breakup, caught COVID, and was fired from her job at a linen store.
Went through a breakup. I mean, she had a relationship.
I can't believe it. I can't believe she had bedbugs and was working at a linen store.
Yeah. Well, keep reading.
Perhaps due to discussion of bedbugs. there we go. That would kind of crush it at a linen store.
Yeah.
If
that's sort of the only thing they don't want you to talk about, a Bed Bath and Beyond.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If there was karmic justice,
she feels
for her
more Tuesday mornings to me. But anyway, go on.
I was going to say, if you say linen store, it just is linens and more, right? I mean, who else would call
linens
a linen
and
store?
Things
or whatever it is?
Yeah.
My mom saw Laura Bush there once. She was shopping for the girls for their dorms.
For their dorms, I bet she was getting them Laura Ashley comforter covers.
My sister, my mom was doing the same thing for my sister.
Yeah.
If there was karmic justice for her skipping out on us, it was clearly in full force. Communication and apologies are not her strong suit. And after weeks of avoidance because of my anger at the situation, the COVID, and the bed bugs, I calmed myself down. I want to see what that looked like. I calmed myself down, took her out to brunch, and she revealed a discovery. It was not bed bugs in her home, but instead fleas, which were easier to get rid of. That's wonderful news.
Fleas. What is this? Shakespeare's times?
Honest to God.
People have fleas. John Donne, the flea, fleas in your bed.
Ay.
The only reason people ever had fleas was because they slept with livestock in the house. Okay.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
We lit the candle you sent us for the, that's so gross. We lit the candle.
They need some diametaceous earth is what they need.
I wonder if they're those green fleas.
Diametaceous earth. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. Ticks. Chiggers.
Fleas.
Fleas.
Chiggers. Cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Silverfish. The worst word in the English language next to moths.
Ugh.
Oh. Did you hear that Scarlett Curtis suggested we do an all ASMR episode?
I don't have the knack for it, Ronna. I'm here to support you.
A tier on Patreon where we do an ASMR tier. Anyway, fleas. Go on from fleas.
We lit the candle you sent us for the first time that night. Nothing is miraculously better. But you, Brian, and Mike validated my concern and helped me be less upset at the situation. While we were going through an emotional time with our beloved elderly dog passing in these last few months, my sister would stop by and keep our pet company when we had to work. Actions sometimes do speak louder than words, and I will forever be grateful for that kindness. There's still work to be done, and I'm sure frustrations to come, but you set me on a path to seeing things differently in a moment I needed that perspective. Kiss, kiss. P.S. I had no idea how to weave this into the letter, but Brian, my sister is also a fan of true crime and Dateline, and possibly the wildest thing she's done ever. She once posted to Facebook a childhood photo of her and a murderer of the day he had killed someone while he was still on the run from the police. She tagged him with a caption about how cute they were as kids. She was aware that the crime had occurred and when challenged that it wasn't appropriate to post them like that on the day a man was murdered, she asserted that it was a cute photo. This sister is wild.
So now we're going to pretend she's just a person having a hard time. How is that the PS? The PS is my sister's a narcissistic sociopath who posted a picture of a murderer because she looked cute in the picture.
Right. That's like,
yeah, that's really what's going on.
That is deep and dark.
Who can only relate to animals, by the way. And by the way, I hope she didn't give fleas to your dog.
You're right. They're transferable. As is monkeypox, by the way.
As monkeypox is a close contact disease. You know that, yeah?
Yes, I know. Yeah. But I'm saying
not sexually transmitted, close contact.
Well, I'm not having sex with my dog, Ronna. But what I mean, and I don't have it either, but what I'm saying is that animals.
21 days, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah, I think it's like skin to skin.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Everyone, you gotta check your partner's genitals, even if it's a temporary partner. You gotta see what's going on down there.
See if there's a develop the pox? Honestly, if you know the answers to these things, tell me.
Well, because like it is largely affecting men who have sex with men. That seems to be
right because that's where it started. Was in that not started, but
anyone can get it. Jump. Let's be clear.
Yes, of course. But in this instance, it made the jump to that community, and so that's the way it's spreading.
Exactly.
Yeah, which I think is children to child, but it wasn't. It wasn't.
And by the way,
yeah,
good for them because I got to be honest with you. I'm all about, listen, if you've been stifled your whole life, why not fucking take your shirt off and dance right up next to somebody? Who fucking cares? I think it's chic. But I will say this. So it's not like, if you Google image monkeypox, it's not that. It's not what they get in those rural villages in Africa.
Okay, it's not the boils and things.
No, it's usually like presents as like a mark on your genitals, either your pee-pee or your an-an.
Okay. Guess what? I guessed it's yes. So you're you're not the Surgeon General. So we're going to let people Google that if they want to know what it looks like. How does that
sound? Fine. And I have a bone to pick with you, but I guess I'll pick it later.
What's the bone?
I heard the Patreon this week.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I know that someone got invited to Martha's Vineyard and went.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get with that later.
That's fine.
We'll get into that later.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get into that later. You know what? Okay. Here's what I need for you. I need you to take two breaths and a keen because we have an incredible guest who just arrived.
Okay, fine. I'll do
And I need you to find yourself a little
I'm
going
to have to.
I need you to find your professionalism is what I need.
Okay.
Do you think you can do it?
Yeah, I think I can do it. There might be a few holes in the wall by the time I get back, but yeah, that's fine.
All right, dear.
All right.
Our guest today is none other than
a star.
The star of Hacks.
Oh my God.
The star of the year. She might be the star of the year.
She's the star of the year. She's the it girl.
Without further ado, Hannah Einbinder.
Beautiful.
I said Hannah like Hannah Arendt.
Hannah. I know you were truly giving us all those Scandi Dutch vibes. Mm-hmm. Rana, do you ever feel overwhelmed by the amount of choices there are out there?
I don't feel overwhelmed, but other people do.
That's right.
What I do is I cut through that noise. I walk into the store, I look at a thing, and I know what the best thing is. And that is what Apostrophe is going to do for the people in our audience.
I got to tell you, I sometimes, lately, this is like in the past year, I get a little bit of acne on my face. I think it has to do with the mask.
Yeah.
But I get a retinoid prescription, which is like niacinamide mixed with tretinoin, I think it's called, from Apostrophe, which is prescription strength. And I got to tell you, it knocks it right out, and it's great for wrinkles too. How about that?
Unbelievable.
Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. It's a whole team on your face, Rana.
Yeah.
How about that?
No, it's incredible.
Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. You simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history. Snap a few selfies. You do it. You do each profile of your face and then a dead-on picture. You can do it right on your computer. Mm-hmm. And just from that, a board-certified dermatologist will create your first customized treatment plan. I get mine delivered every 3 months. Apostrophe offers access to treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal to facial, back, chest, butt. They treat breakouts from head to toe. Rana, I got to tell you, this came in a beautiful package that you're not ashamed to get delivered. It has this bright yellow color. It has tissue paper in it. It's beautiful. And I have to tell you, the service experience was top notch. They got back to me right away. I had a treatment plan. And I know what I'm putting on my face at night. Fabulous.
I also think it's incredible that you don't have to go to a dermatologist. You can sit in your home, especially when you're feeling a little bit insecure about something with your skin. You can sit in your home and Apostrophe does the whole thing right there. It comes to your door and you can get started on a treatment plan right away.
We have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5.
Wow.
$5 for a doctor's visit at apostrophe.com/askrana. When you use our code askrana, that's a savings of $15. This code's only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/askrana and click begin visit. Then use our code askrana at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thanks Apostrophe for sponsoring the episode.
This is the future of skincare, if you ask me. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. So wait a minute.
Oh my God, Rana.
You know, it's been a while.
This is the moment.
It's been a while since there's been an it girl.
She is our Sienna Miller.
You must have someone else on. I don't know if you could.
She's the new Sienna Miller, you think?
Well, I don't know. That's the last it girl I could. She's way better than Sienna Miller. That was just the last it girl I could think of. But no, I got to say, not only is she a phenomenally funny person, she's a phenomenally talented actress.
Yes, she is.
Twice Emmy nominated on the hottest show in the country.
Excuse me.
And also looked like a star on RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's the only thing I want to talk about is this RuPaul Drag Race look.
You were so funny and good on that show. When you slid off that chair, I literally rebounded because it was like the most adorable thing I've ever seen. Oh. And you looked fucking chic as hell.
Thank you.
I know people don't like it when I talk about looks, okay? Because now we're in a post-looks world.
No, but I wanted to get her.
Aren't allowed to be attractive or unattractive anymore, even though all the culture wants to talk about is drag culture, which is all about how people look. So anyway, we got that out of the way.
Speak on that.
Sure.
All I want to talk about is that look, how it came together, who it was by. And Hannah knows that I'm following her looks. She knows this. We've had this conversation before. Yes. We're doing a little.
Yeah.
We have a DM relationship where we talk about, I saw that look. I liked what was happening. What about this? Who did the tailoring? My other favorite thing is she always tags the seamstress.
Yes.
Because it's all about tailoring.
The fit. Yeah, sure.
Sugar
talk
for
to
Rainy.
Me about this powder blue confection and
Sugar
how it
for
came
Rainy.
Together.
Sugar for Rainy saved my life. Sugar for Rainy tailoring. Everything is tailored. Kevin Michael Erickson, my stylist, is the mastermind behind it all.
Yeah.
We wanted to play into my expression of my own quote unquote drag, which does lean more in the masculine space.
Sure. Victor Victoria.
Sure. And we've seen it and we love it. Especially
we could say
Marlena
Dietrich, I suppose we could say.
Sure. Also, a little bit of a David Byrne with
the oversized.
With those shoulders. Get out of
here.
Yeah.
And, baby blue. I love powder blue. And we always want to do something in that area.
Secret weapon for a redhead is powder blue.
You better believe it. Everybody thinks it's forest green. Powder blue, actually.
Those people are wrong. It doesn't photograph well forest green.
No, it doesn't.
Great in person if you're trying to look deep into their eyes, but.
Exactly. And so we did that. There was an asymmetrical bob happening. Now we did cut a very blunt bob. We did cut it asymmetrical. It was exaggerated with extensions, with pieces in the hair.
Well done.
Brian Fisher hair. And I swear to God, RuPaul Charles looked at me and he looked at my hair and he said, "That's the best hair I've ever seen in my life."
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Wow.
Incredible.
He said, "Is that all yours?" I said, "Honey, you it couldn't possibly be. No, no." And I said, "Brian Fisher hair." I said, "Brian Fisher hair."
Maybe I should get into hair.
And your makeup was a little different this time. You did a little more eyeliner than you usually do, top and bottom eyeliner.
I
feel like RuPaul's Drag Race is one of those places where if you're going to go, you're going to fucking go. You're going to show up. Yeah.
You better go.
Who made the suit?
So the suit.
Or the look, I guess.
I have to get back to you on that. I genuinely.
Jose Banks.
So it was
big and tall.
The suit, yes, honestly, for me, yes.
Burlington Coat Factory.
That, if I know Burlington, that's a Burlington.
Burlington for her. The suit underneath.
Yeah.
Aside from the jacket, was a one piece. I don't know if that was clocked. That was a jumpsuit.
It was because it was sort of, but it had almost a corseted, because I love that. Speaking of Marlena Dietrich or maybe Madonna in Express Yourself video sort of thing.
Sure.
It had that look, which was you have the shirt and the tie underneath coming out of a bustier in a way.
Correct.
Very Gautier. It was very Gautier.
Very powerful.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. I'm
Gautier actually having a real moment again. I'm very happy for him. He just had a 20-year anniversary show that they did in Paris last week for the shows. And it was
How did it go?
Wonderful.
It was
I had a great time.
Good. I loved the I loved the sort of mannequin piece over the suit. Did you see that one?
Incredible.
Really fabulous.
And they did a lot, and they also dipped into the archives quite a bit, and they did a great job. The one thing that's good about all these
influences. Does anyone know what Kenneth Cole has been doing lately?
I'd love to know. I hear he's relaunching the reaction line.
Oh, good. I've been waiting. We've all been waiting.
But the good thing about these influences is that they dress them all, and so you get to see more looks than just the looks on the runway. And it brings a little fun to Fashion Week, in my opinion.
When Jean-Paul Gaultier speaks in English, it sounds like Incredible. He's doing an impression of a French person.
It's amazing. If a ventriloquist dummy could speak with its own voice, it would sound like Jean-Paul Gaultier.
It doesn't sound like a French person trying to speak English. It sounds like an absolute, exactly. Like
cartoon
Muppets.
Character.
Correct.
Absolutely. Correct. Sounds like a jack-in-the-box who says, boo.
Hannah, do you have any shows coming up? You do, right? You're going to be in San Francisco soon or something? You're on tour.
Yes, I just got back to LA after a couple dates. On the East Coast, I'm going Vancouver, Seattle, Portland.
Oh, great. So we'll do Northwest.
Yes.
Oh, and then San Francisco. Fabulous.
And then London.
So listen, Hannah, then you'll be back for the Emmys, obviously, because you've got a little work to do that week, huh?
Yeah, she's nommed. Perhaps
you better believe
again.
It. You better believe I got work.
How exciting is it? Has it been to be on the show?
The.
And to be recognized for your incredible season 2 of this show. Mm. Speaking of which, I just realized in the poster, Jean Smart's wearing powder blue as her power color. And then you're taking it as your power color on RuPaul. This is a power color. These ladies
powder
are
blue
connected.
In. Okay.
It's having a moment. And thanks to you too. But how exciting has it been to have such a wonderful, obviously you've been doing stand-up for a while, but you're a young little spark. And for this to be the way you burst on the scene, what a fun, incredible, once in a lifetime, it girl kind of moment you're having. And the work you're doing is incredible. You're so terrific on this show.
Thank you, Rana.
And you're funny, but you're heartbreaking, but you're, I mean.
Truly, my God. In season 2, just that gut punch of the last episode, and like, it was just beautiful, really.
Well, thank you.
Have you gotten so famous yet that you've been like hitting staff or anything? Have you been abusing anybody?
Throw any phones?
Have you done anything like that?
No staff to speak of. I'm a one-man band. So
you need to hire someone you can throw a phone at.
Exactly. Blame it on them.
That's what Naomi Campbell would do, and she's still in the business.
Have you appeared in any trials recently where you said, this is actually a huge inconvenience for me to be here?
Oh, my God. Only traffic court.
And you better believe it. People still have to go to traffic school. That's my question. Is there a way to get out of traffic school?
I once went to a quote-unquote comedy traffic school.
Mm-hmm. I have to. Keep going, please.
Wait, where was it?
Mine was in, like, growing up. It was in El Paso, Texas. So it was, like, not here. But, yeah. What about you?
Do you remember the name of your teacher?
No, I've tried to forget a lot of what happened that day. But I mean, I thought because I got into a lot of traffic stuff growing up in LA, you know, I just was a bad kid driving around, you know, do the parking and everything.
It's a horrible city to drive in.
It is, you know. And I just remember a guy with a really, and you know, these things are, you know, 6 hours you have to complete. So you're in a 3-hour class every day. If you do two days or whatever, or 8 hours, maybe it could even be longer. And this guy was just like, he'd been a smoker. He was like a step away from losing his voice, just so burly, husky, like just a reddish, bald, small bowling ball of a man. And he was relentless, and he was not funny. And it was painful. And I said, can I switch to the regular traffic school?
Well, yeah, because a comedian or a funny person should never go to anything that's called comedy anything.
The one I went to, the comedy was just him being really mean to everybody.
Right.
Like, oh, it was like an Ed DeBevics.
Exactly.
Dick's Last Resort.
Ed DeBevics. Oh, my God. You know, my father worked at Ed DeBevics. He was a waiter there. That's why I know that reference.
That's incredible.
What was his pot?
I don't remember, but I that's the reason I know what that is.
Does he have any Eat It Ed shirts left? I'd like one if he does. Can you ask him for me?
That is so funny.
Across from the Beverly Center.
You are the second person in my life I have heard utter the name Ed DeBevics outside my
and
father.
The first is him?
Yes.
Tell him I want to have a corned beef sandwich with him and talk about his work at Ed DeBevics.
You got it. He'd love to, I'm sure.
All right. Listen to me. This show is... Really, we could sit here and talk to you all day, but that's not what the show is.
Okay.
The show is about other people. So it's about people that are having a moment, but not the moment. Yeah, they're not having the moment.
They're not having Hannah.
They're having a moment, but not really the moment you are having.
Sure.
Not to say that life is perfect for you, but you know.
Given
the choice, I think you should keep going the way you're going if you're given the choice.
I'll give it my best, Ron. I will.
We have a couple of questions here. Brian's going to read the first one. These are people that are desperate. They have nowhere else to turn. They've written to a podcast hosted by a woman whose life they could never aspire to and a man who's far too handsome to even spend any time with them.
Are you sweet?
And so there it is. But here we are because we're empaths. What can I say?
That's right, Rana.
And so Brian's going to read the first question, and all you have to do is just tell people what you think, and probably whatever you have to say is going to be better than whatever their idea was.
That's true, Rana.
Yeah.
Dear Rana, Brian, capital Y, which I like today. So Hannah, sometimes people capitalize the Y in my name, and sometimes I resent it because I think they're making fun of me, but sometimes I really appreciate it. And so today I appreciate it.
Okay.
And of course, fabulous guest. No doubt about that. I'm writing to get some much-needed advice on a situation with my roommate slash friend. Hmm. Some background. Hmm. We're both gay men, both 29. Sorry, Rana. I know. Rana doesn't like 29-year-old men.
I do not care for them at all.
And we've lived together for 3 years. Now to the issue. This friend who...
3 years, friend, roommate. Okay.
This friend who I live with won't stop copying me. Are you sure you're 29 and not 9? That's crazy.
Oh.
I love this sentence. This friend who I live with won't stop copying me. He often steals my jokes, my interests, and hobbies as his own, which I've been able to brush off as just annoying, but lately he's taken it up a notch and I'm getting weirded out. First, I keep catching him retelling my stories that happened to just me as if it was something that happened to him. For example, I'll tell a story about a crazy encounter I had on the bus, and the next day he'll retell that story to our friends, but like it was something that had happened to him.
Oh, boy.
Now even more bizarre.
Oh,
I've learned
boy.
That he's been seeking out people I've slept with and hooking up with them too.
No, this isn't a real letter.
I confided in him about a regrettable drunken night when I hooked up with a mutual friend, only to learn the next week he went and did the same. Then I found out after I showed him a guy from Grindr I hooked up with, he went out that night and hooked up with the same guy.
Okay.
I've only learned about these two very recent incidents after some sleuthing I did, so I don't know if this has been happening more. Is this all just coincidental? Am I being paranoid? Should I run for the hills? How do I tell him to stop copying me without sounding insane? Please help. The copied cat. Do not use my name.
The copied cat, I have three words for you. Break the lease. This person is deranged. And let me tell you something. I have two people I know, and this has happened to one of them, where and it is something that happens in adulthood. And I think it's funny. And obviously, like, it is the most childish thing to complain of, but it is so, so real. And you know, one thing I will say is you will always have an unbranding surplus of originality. And so you can always count on that if you do decide to stay in this. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, you know, you just have to have empathy for and feel bad for this person who is latching on to you because they do not feel their own sort of sense of self is enough.
Keep going.
And I would also say that if you find that it's too much, you absolutely BTL, break the lease. I mean, get out of there.
I love it.
Get out
BCL.
Of there.
I love it. Now, Hannah, I have a question about your stand-up and your tour. Do you take other people's jokes and make them your own?
Absolutely not. It's a crime.
That's good. I also want to say that, Rana, actually, you're champing at the bit. I want you to go next. Rana.
He's not just, you play tennis, I play tennis. He's sleeping with people that he slept with. That's
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
This is a level. Yeah,
this is next level.
Bridget Fonda when she was still acting. This is a level. I wouldn't feel safe in the house, to be honest with you. This mm-hmm. is, and also it seems to be escalating. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, there are very few blind spots for me where I don't get my my shtetl clairvoyance doesn't go off in some way. Mm. But copying is something I can't understand for the life of me. I suppose it's very simple. It's just that people don't know who they are and they want to take on, you know, that they're trying
to figure wear out a personality or something.
This is a good personality. I'll try that one. Or, right. You know, you seem to have figured, it's a life. I suppose it's a hack. I don't have to figure out things. I like what you're doing. I've already figured it out. I'll just do what you are doing. Right. But so that's one thing to say, oh, I bought the same sneakers as you. I bought the same purse as you. I got the same haircut. But to be sleeping with people and to be retelling your stories.
Passing off the story as yours. As there is a pathological.
As though they are your own, there is a deranged aspect to that.
Pathological nature to that.
This person is not your friend. Mm-mm. This person, there's a chance this person's in love with you, but if they are, it absolutely got mixed up in the emotions and brain chemistry machine. Mm. And it's not going to be spit out in the right form. I mean, this is like, you know, a circus peanut that comes out with no dots on it or something. It's just not working.
I would be interested to see if you did the Enneagram evaluation with this person before obviously doing yours. You cannot go first.
What's
obviously.
This?
The Enneagram is a sort of one of the social scientist sort of personality quizzes or methods of evaluating a personality on a scale of 1 to 9. And each personality is 1 through 9. And
okay.
it's very interesting. It's fun. It's
what are the questions? How does it work? I'm surprised I haven't heard of this.
It's incredible, really. I mean, of all of the sort of social science-y, like personality type things, I think this one is closest to
I've done the like MJPX or whatever, the one that was four initials, whatever, the Briggs-Meyer or something.
Myers-Briggs, yes. That's another one.
Yeah, Myers-Briggs.
This one is, I mean, it'll essentially be a couple paragraph descriptions of mm-hmm. various sort of emotional dispositions. It's not even like personality. It's like, where do you operate from as a human being?
Oh, cool.
But how do you pin down someone who's a shapeshifter in this kind of quiz?
I know exactly what to do.
Because they don't answer honestly.
That's
well,
true.
That's true. That's true.
Which makes but them a sociopath.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of the blame lies with the person writing the letter. Because if you really, really wanted to give this guy the business, start doing boring things.
Well, the very first thing I thought of was that you should say, oh, I'm entering a hot pepper eating contest on set.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Well, not exactly that, but I was also going to say like, I'm going to try therapy.
I'm putting baby oil on my car seats.
Get him into therapy. Exactly.
I'm going to eat out of dog dish this week. I'm on the dog dish diet.
Exactly. I'm going to watch The Hunt for Red October nonstop. Make him a very, very boring person and get him into therapy by saying that I'm in therapy now or da 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 da. Isn't that crazy? And then let him get into therapy.
Don't get him anywhere. Get yourself out.
You got to get out. This guy's
BTL.
Wild.
Just BTL.
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 JJL.
Not to be confused with BTK, which we don't want to talk
about.
Or
BLT, which.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
Really good sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, add an A. Why not? I don't know why it doesn't come standard, but it doesn't always.
With avocado?
Yes. And also, another secret weapon is that Kewpie mayonnaise. Ever used it? The Japanese mayonnaise.
Oh, the Japanese mayonnaise.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Great on a BLT.
So cute,
Great on a BLT. It's BLT season right now. Because tomatoes are in season.
Oh,
nothing
God.
Like a native tomato on a BLT.
Nothing like a tie-dye beefsteak, you know? Oh, they got all the
nothing. Gorgeous. Yes, that still has
marbled,
that marble in it.
Marbled tomato. Gorgeous.
That you can really, you have to really bite into it, crunch it. It's like a chip.
Where does one source one of those in LA?
Great question. I get them in Boston all the time. I used to do a barter system with Rana where I'd bring her beefsteak tomatoes and then she'd give me like
$500. Yes, and I would throw them back at him. That was, well, he would get them at Trader Joe's and they would,
a barter
they would
system.
Be frozen and then defrosted and then refrigerated and then brought to me. And that really like wasn't what I wanted in my produce.
Yeah. I would bring her frozen tomatoes.
And Boston, then if I needed something, I would ask for money. We have farm stands by the side of the road where you can get gorgeous native produce.
You do have farm stands.
You could try a farmer's market.
You certainly could try a farmer's market.
You know, I was just in Boston.
You're making me giggle today, Brian. I don't know why. But yes, I would get it at a farm stand.
Farm. Hannah, are you ever in the Boston area?
I just was. I was just there. This is ringing true for me, totally.
Doing
oh, that's
what?
Right. So you heard this.
You know, I was doing stand-up, baby. Come on. Why else am I anywhere?
Wait a second. You were in Philadelphia with that Mike Solomonov. How do you say his name? Now, tell me about
Michael
him.
Michael Solomonov.
Yeah, Michael, I don't know about him, really.
He is a chef. He is a father. He is a friend.
He's a restaurateur.
A restaurateur.
What's his restaurant in Philadelphia? Because I think Brian might have been.
Oh, I've been to this restaurant.
Zahav.
I've been to Zahav. Yes, it's delicious.
Is that where you got me the pottery, Brian, the Turkish pottery? Is that where that came
from? No, but he has that one too. And I forget the name of that one.
Laser Wolf. Abe
Fisher. Laser Wolf. Yes.
And they're all
wait, what was the one you just said besides Laser
Wolf? Abe Fisher.
Abe Fisher.
He's Philadelphia based.
He's fucking amazing.
He's incredible. He's based in Philly.
Yeah.
He goes up to New York. Laser Wolf Brooklyn just opened up on a rooftop, COVID friendly, fabulous.
Oh.
In a hotel, fabulous. The view of the city, literally
what
on the
hotel?
Water.
Do you
William
know?
Vale.
I'm not time. Sure. I don't remember the hotel, but Michael is one of the best human beings I've ever met. I mean, an extraordinary person, a generous person, a loving person, a great friend, an incredible
very sexy too.
Yes.
Single?
Stunning, stunning, stunning Jewish man. Beyond stunning.
Not single? Single?
Not single.
Looking,
Asima.
Looking for an older woman?
Lovely wife, Asima. She's a lawyer. Shout out to her.
I think we've answered that. Can people agree?
I think we did a great job.
Break the lease. Get out of the
BTL.
House.
BTL,
you're going,
honey.
You could end up, I don't know what, under a dishwasher. But I would also be curious if your clothes have gone missing. At any point. I'm curious if this guy's literally Buffalo Bill wearing the skin of
him. Oh, get out of there.
Run.
Dear Ron O'Brien and superstar of a guest, happens to be accurate in this case.
That's true.
I recently found your podcast after catching up on Attitudes, a show I've never heard of.
How dare you.
And it has been, that's Brian's other show where he's a real true superstar. Speaking of which.
Oh, are you nice, Rana?
And it has been a wonderful comfort to me as my office podcast, as I anxiously transition into my new hybrid schedule. Huh. It truly is, as the kids say, an all-bangers podcast with no fella. I do think that's fun. I like all-bangers. That's fun.
All-bangers.
I can't thank you enough for all that you do, but I simply must ask you a question. I have a bachelorette party coming up in a few weeks. I am the gay male friend among a friend group of women, so I was included in the wedding party as a groomsman. Fun. But was still, I always maintain that the opposite should always happen. A man should always have one woman in his bridal party if he has any female friends.
Sure.
Because she'll take care of everything. And all the other bozos are walking around trying to get, and then the woman takes care of everything.
Sure. Well, that sounds like that sucks for her.
Well, I've done it before. And it was kind of fun.
Oh, all right.
Should she be willing?
I gave him a set of Alexander McQueen. What are they called? Cufflinks. Loved them.
Oh, how nice.
I made sure that there was. I made sure there was a bottle of what's it called? Pappy Van Winkle whiskey for all the people to enjoy in the men's party.
Sure.
And I made sure he walked out the door looking good. Instead of looking like
where do you
the
get that whiskey?
Cabbage.
It's like a Smart and Final thing, or I've never.
Oh,
heard of it.
Oh no, it's too. Now you can't even get it. So it's so absolutely. Well, that's a bit of a you know they supply demand. They turn off the tap. They pretend there's none left. Then they find a little more at the bottom
somehow,
of the barrel. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I will give people a hint. if you like Pappy Van Winkle, but you don't want to spend the money, Old Weller is what you want to buy, because that is basically the runoff from all the Pappy Van Winkles. So instead of it being one mill or one vintage or whatever they call it, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, pour it all into a bottle, they give it to you. It's delicious. If you like brown alcohol, I don't. Anyway.
I do.
But we're still invited to the bachelorette party, which I'm happy about. If it matters, we're all in our late 20s. Of course it matters. Me and the other bridesmaids have been planning the bride's bachelorette party for over a couple months now. We have an Airbnb fit for me and the other bridesmaids. And the bride has a couple non-bridesmaids friends who will be joining us for a night of dinner and bar hopping. First, I need to establish two group texts going on. One with the bride and the bridesmaids, which we'll call the friend group chat. And one with all the bachelorette party attendees, which we'll call batch group chat. Thank you for clarifying. About a week ago, the bride texted the friend group chat. So that's the inner circle.
Got it.
That's the bridal party, really.
Just right? Sure.
And then the other one is just everyone going on the weekend.
The batch.
Yeah. A link to an Instagram ad for an all girls reggaeton dance party saying, look at this video. We should go.
Who sent this?
The bride.
Okay, got
it. So there's no going back on this.
She wants to do this, yeah.
As well as, here's how much tickets are, here's the date they're coming, etc. About a day goes by of no one responding, and I finally break the silence and say, not really my thing, sorry. Huh. Which I'll admit was blunt, but I wanted to be honest. Then the bride immediately texts the batch group text saying, let's go to this. I'll buy tickets. Just Venmo me $25. I hadn't realized the date of the dance party was the same weekend as the bachelorette party. And that's the reason she wanted to go. So essentially, I put my foot in my mouth and flat out exclaimed, this is something I wouldn't want to go to. The bride never acknowledged my text. For context. I'm fairly introverted. When I go out, I really have to be in the mood with the right crowd, with the right music. This reggaeton dance party is not up my alley. I also tried to point out that this is an all-girls party, and I would be likely turned away at the door. I even texted this to my bride friend individually and said I would opt out while the rest of them go, since it was something she really wanted to do. But my bride friend was insistent. We all sent her money for the tickets and that she would, quote, find a way to get me in. So I did. And the tickets have all been bought. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. What an absolute.
So far, a letter writer, I am not on your side.
Lot of paragraphs for a very small problem. The other bridesmaids haven't been much help either. And I think it's funny how adamantly disinterested. The other bridesmaids haven't been much help either. And think it's funny how adamantly disinterested I am in this plan. I might be on their side. I'm perfectly fine with staying at the Airbnb while they go out. But my bride friend doesn't want me to be excluded. Am I just being a killjoy, or do you see my dilemma? How do I get out of this dance party without ruining the night by getting turned away? Or worse, getting admitted and living through hours of being in a place I shouldn't be in and that I have no genuine interest in going to? I didn't include my name, but I would love if Brian, with a capital Y, would come up with a nickname for me. Thank you for all the laughs, sincerely. Okay. Mm. All right, you two.
I mean,
there's a lot to unpack here. I mean, personally, while I don't know that ultimately this person is in the right, I can identify. I don't like to party. I don't like to go out. I'd sooner take a bullet for someone than attend a bachelorette party. Okay.
That's for sure.
I will not be going, and I love you. And if you are my friend, I love you, and I will not, and I shan't be going.
Yeah.
So I understand. However, if you have agreed to participate and plan and it's been going on for months, you're in, baby. What's a night out that you don't love? It's a night, you know? You're in.
4 hours. We're talking about 14 paragraphs about 4 hours.
And by the way, if you don't get in, why is that a bad thing for you? You don't
go to the door,
get
rejected, go home.
There's 14,000. 1,000 ways to get out of this that you don't have to tell her about.
Exactly.
You could have gotten sick. You could be at the Airbnb. Have your Hulu all queued up to the deep end or whatever you're watching alone on Netflix, whatever it is. And you could 2 minutes before everyone's, you could get dressed to go out for the night. And then you could say, I think I ate something.
There's so many things you could be doing. And also,
you have bad taste and this doesn't sound like fun.
You could also go.
You are a little bit of a potty pooper.
You could also go for 30 minutes or an hour and then just say, I'm not feeling that great. I'll see you guys home.
Like, you'll be so hammered, you could Irish exit. You'll leave.
Completely. And also, this is my feeling about, like, Ron always makes fun of me because I love to go on tours, because I love tour guides, and I love to be in situations I'm never normally in. I also feel the same way you do, Hannah, about, like, I have said no to bachelor parties. It's not my thing. I don't – and by the way, they always involve going to Vegas. So that's two things I don't love. You know what I mean? It's just not going to happen.
No.
But I will say, for one – if you know that you will never go to another night like this in your life, don't you want the story about it? Like, just go. It could be super fun. And if it's not, just leave. But I agree that this bachelorette party is not about you. And you don't need to be telling the bride, this just isn't my thing. I'm just not the one. I don't know. I just can't imagine it. Like, just save that for yourself and then deal with it.
You didn't handle this well, okay?
You didn't. You really didn't.
And now you're paying for it.
Yeah.
You could have handled this better in the beginning. And I also think, actually, my little shtetlometer is going off a little bit, that there's something else going on, which is I think you're a little depressed. Or there's some other something going on, which is you can't, because really it's 4 hours. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know. And it's something you have no idea what it will be.
From the beginning, I can't wait to be at the wedding. I really don't think me for a weekend at the house with 12 girls and me, I love that you're going to all these lengths, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just, honestly, I'm not going to be fun in that situation. You guys should have a great time. I'm so looking forward to the wedding. I can't wait. I will be at every event of the wedding, I promise you. But this just isn't my thing. And please don't take it personally.
La Crusade. You know,
exactly.
Set.
Whatever I was going to spend on that, send them a bottle of champagne.
Put it on
to the hotel room.
I've done that before. Yeah,
and everyone says that's so fun. He wanted to give us a send off on the night or whatever it is. But you've already stepped in this several times, and if actually you try that approach now, it's not going to work because you've insulted her a couple of times, and. It's a bummer because why does it really matter? Why should she be insulted? And the answer is because she's an absolute lunatic psychopath because she's getting married. And that's what happens. People lose their brains when they're getting married. And so there's no listening. Everything is personal. Even though it shouldn't be personal, that's how they take it.
Yes.
So now it's this. I would stop talking about it and stop telling her,
definitely.
Here's another reason why you don't want me there. Here's another reason. Here's another reason. And I would just go to that club and hope to God they don't let you in and then say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Have the best time. I'll wait for you guys back at the place.
And again, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing situation. It doesn't have to be you're going and you're closing it down. You know, like you could go for a little bit.
Yeah. You don't have to do a Jaeger ski everywhere you go.
Guess what?
Whatever.
If you're not having a good time, your friends won't want you there anyway.
No one wants that.
Yeah.
But you also don't have to put on a puss face.
Right. No,
don't do that.
You could just go sit at the bar and check your phone if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know. Read a New Yorker article. But I'm getting a sense of that feeling when you're in your 20s and you're not totally happy with where you're at. And so being at things, it's a bit of that feeling of you feel lonelier when you're with people than when you're not with people. And I don't think we had a question a couple of weeks ago about someone was going to a wedding and they were jealous that other people were coupled off and they didn't know how to enjoy themselves at the wedding. And the answer is, just enjoy yourself at the wedding. Everything doesn't have to be colored by the brush of where you are in your life. But it can be if That's all you're thinking about. And you're sort of ruminating on that. And so again, this is a situation where you say, if I really want to show up for my friend, the best thing I can do is try to find a way to adjust my attitude for 4 hours. And the other thing, which is rich coming from me, okay? Because look, I don't do much of what I don't want to do.
I would say that's a fact.
But it isn't fun or a terrific quality when you're so rigid that you say, well, I'm the kind of person who doesn't go to an all-night reggaeton party. Well, no one said you had to put it on your Tinder profile after you went to one reggaeton profile party. Right. That's not who you are. You're not starting a reggaeton Facebook group now because you went to one night. You went to your friend's thing. It was 4 hours of your life. It meant something to her. You had a terrible time. You went home. You had a bowl of ice cream. You took a Klonopin and you went to bed. And that was the end of it.
That sounds wonderful.
And that's it. That's all it is.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. But you stepped in it already. So now you can't really step out of it.
You got to go. You are sentenced by the three of us to going to the reggaeton.
Yeah. And if you pretend to get sick, everyone knows you're not sick at this point. But also with COVID, I don't know why you don't just say, oh, it's exposed.
You're right, Rana.
But I'd pick that window carefully. You know, I wouldn't be exposed the day before the trip. I'd be exposed.
Well, you got to be careful with that because then if you get it actually.
Yeah.
True.
6 days
you
got to
be careful with that.
And no limping if you can't keep it up.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I don't think he's going to get turned away. He's with 12 women. That's how men get in. You better be with 12 women.
It's true. Yeah. And especially like if it's an all girls night, like you just say, here's my Grindr profile.
What is an all girls night? Where do they get the men from? What's an all girls night?
Yeah, I've never heard of that actually, unless it's like, you know, a queer club or something.
Unless it's
like
ladies' night, get, you know, ladies' night before 10 or whatever, that sort of thing.
Right.
So they get in
that.
For free or something? Or they get a discount?
They must just do a different playlist.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't want to go. So.
Well, Rana, for my bachelor party, whenever that happens, that's going to be the thing we're doing. And you're coming.
What I'm telling you now is I'm not coming.
No, you'll come.
No, I mean,
because I'm going to have it at your house, actually.
I don't.
So just use it to
I'm
work
not
out
interested. Your... Oh, at my house? No. Well, then you can have it there and I won't be there.
You know what two will do? You'll go to a nice dinner and you'll have your own little celebration. And you say one-on-one. How about that? One-on-one.
We can try
that. But instead of dinner, Rana, I would like to go to like Provence or something. So maybe you could do that instead.
Are we getting married? Because it sounds like now you're asking for a honeymoon. All of our trips are like honeymoons. That's the truth, actually.
They really are.
Yeah. All right, dear. You read the next one. This is our last question of the day.
Here we go. Dear Rana, Brian, an honored guest.
Oh, that's
last
Anna.
Year. You know what's funny about honored guest? It makes it sound like it's an honor for her to be here.
It is.
It is.
Oh, you're right. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Last year, I moved to the suburbs of Atlanta to be closer to my family and friends. I'm so happy to now be in the same town as my best friend and her 5-year-old
daughter. My skin got sticky
thinking about it. It's very, very warm there right now. Very sticky.
Yeah. And surprisingly dark sometimes. It's sort of like there's a lot of hollows and trees
dark.
And things. Yeah.
Sure. I'm so happy to now be in the same town as my best friend and her 5-year-old daughter, who I adore.
I'm glad you're there voting. If you're listening to this podcast, I hope
definitely.
You're voting in Atlanta.
This November. Since I live so close now, she and her husband have been asking me to babysit, which I happily do for free. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Happily. I can't wait.
Yeah. Free.
Recently,
babysit. All of these words to friends, babysit, happily, free. I can't handle any of these words.
Well, you lost me when you said I moved closer to be with my best friend and her daughter. If my best friend had a daughter or any child at 5 years old, I would be like, well, no, I'm not incorporating that into my life right now.
Well,
you know, but
that's not very nice to say, Brian, because baby Steve is a large part of our world now.
But what
and
you
I,
do, Rana, is you
and
pit
I have,
baby
I,
Steve against
well,
me.
Well, no, I keep baby Steve from you because I don't want her to grow up, you know. That kind of education. I'm sending her to school in Florida because I only want her to grow up to be straight.
Hannah, do you think this is a fun holiday picture or not? I wouldn't light the cigarette, but a baby with a cigarette hanging out of its mouth for like a holiday card, you don't think that's funny?
Only if they're wearing a tie.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And there was a caption like, you know, rough day at the office, some sort of the baby's stressed.
Yeah. Missed my train.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It has to be. We need a line there. But yes,
also,
I love that.
Ron is still not over the fact that at Halloween, I dug out a pumpkin and then put the baby in it and did like a photo shoot like Ann Geddes, like except they didn't clean it out enough. Yeah. So she was very sticky after.
But well, anyway. That's hilarious. The issue was that the image now existed.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Huh. It wasn't that I could wash off the pumpkin juice. I couldn't wash off the feeling of having been a model in an Ann Geddes shoot, which is a trauma that no child should have to experience. Wow.
Yeah, she wasn't happy.
All right, go on, Tia.
Recently, I started noticing they were not sticking to the time they said they would be home. Once they were 2 hours late. When they returned, they apologized profusely, saying that the dinner ran longer than expected. They sent me flowers and my favorite chocolates as an apology the next day.
Well, that is true. The spaghetti factory gets very busy.
It certainly does. I thought, and by the way, that's like a, you know, early 20th century salon. I mean, people go there to express their ideas. They sent me flowers
and
my
speaker at the spaghetti factory who went too long.
Exactly. Yeah. They sent me flowers and my favorite chocolates as an apology the next day.
Oh, okay.
I thought this was very nice. I thought this was a one-time slip up. Well, it's happened 3 more times.
Oh.
I hate to say it. I don't want to watch their daughter anymore because I love getting that. I hate to say I don't want to watch their daughter anymore because I love getting that one-on-one time with her. Mm. To me, them being late, whether it's 10 minutes or 2 hours, feels like they don't respect me or my time.
Correct.
I've expressed my frustrations to them. What else do you think I can do? Sincerely, president of the Babysitter's Club.
Mm. Okay.
Hannah, do you have a babysitting past?
I do, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. You know, and I have had the babysitting gigs always, of course, being paid where, I mean, I just fall asleep and they wake me up when they get home. I mean, is that an option? You just fall asleep. I mean, what's the
Why
problem?
Why not?
Mm-hmm. They're 2 hours late. When did they say they were going to be home? Eight and they're home at 10 or no. Dinner starts at 8. They must say they're going to be home 10:30, 11, and then they're home, you know. Go to sleep if you want to be in the kid's life, or they can hire a babysitter, or, you know, don't let this ruin your friendship with them. Don't let this be the thing that, you know, ruins the reason you moved all the way to Atlanta. Do not let it be this. You can see the kid on the weekend. I mean,
You can have a play date with the kid go over to dinner at their house.
Yeah,
or have them over
she's
yours.
5. You can pick her up. This is a boundary issue that we've run
You don't
into
have
you.
To do this.
Do yeah. not let this. It's like, you know, when you're friends with someone and you say, we should move in together. Let's be roommates. And then they, you know, they use plastic forks and plates and they never take out the trash. And you're just like, I hate this person. I hate this person now.
Well, what if they're kosher, Hannah? Some kosher people don't like to wash the dishes. They like to just eat off paper plates.
I don't think that was the case, Ron.
You have to reset the boundaries on this friendship if you want.
How
to
can she
friendship.
Do this though without sounding caustic or resentful?
Busy.
Or
hey. What are you doing? So can you babysit Saturday night? Oh, I wish I could. But I could
I
come over.
I
could bring bagels over on Sunday.
Yeah. You just say, "Oh, I can't, but I'd love to see the baby whenever."
The power of I can't. Mm-hmm. Because I can't, and I heard Sarah Silverman talking about this. She said, I can't, even if I don't want to, I can't is a sufficient enough excuse. I can't because I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I can't. I
like
can't.
Like Ronna says, you don't always have to give a history. You don't always have to give an explanation. I'm not able to. I'm sorry.
That's
Maybe
where people
day.
Get into trouble. Where they think other people, look, there's always a line here where we have to be careful about. I was just, as I was saying with the last letter writer, which is I'm the kind of person who I can't do this. This is my boundary. They crossed my boundary. Everyone's trying to assault my boundary from the outside. Da, 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 da. Not the case. Life is a series of people trying to push your line and you pushing your line back to where it is. And sometimes it's personal and sometimes it's not. And sometimes your boundary lines up with other people's and sometimes it doesn't. But it isn't always a assault on your force field. It's just sometimes I want something and you want something else. Either we meet in the middle or we don't, and that's fine. that life is tiny negotiations all the time that are not always personal. This gal is a little messy, the friend. She doesn't mind going out and having a couple of drinks and saying, oh, we should get home. And then her husband, maybe, maybe not, one of them, doesn't think it's a problem to make you wait. What's the difference? 10,
they're just
12,
so stoked to be out of the house that they're not thinking about anything else.
They've been trapped.
You could, also, as Hannah said, you could sleep over in the guest room. You could say, I could babysit on Saturday night, but if I do, I'm just going to sleep over.
I also would say that actually, even though it feels very disrespectful and that's totally valid, I actually don't think they disrespect you. I truly think they're stoked to be out of the house and they're just not really thinking about it. Maybe don't think it's that big of an issue. I'm wondering what you said when you brought it up. What I just worry about and what Hannah touched on too is just like, don't, this does not need to be a confrontation where you are resentful about this and you're worried about the friendship and you don't want this to affect the friendship. Just say, and you can also, by the way, after you'd say no a few times, you could also just say, I just feel like the babysitting thing just isn't really my thing. I'd love to have like playtime with her for us to do an activity, but I think the babysitting thing just isn't my thing. And that's fine.
Yeah. How about if I pick her up on Saturday and take her to lunch?
Yeah.
From 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever the thing is. Or I want to take her out on Saturday night and take her to a movie. I'm going to pick her up at 3. I'm going to take her to this old ye olde spaghetti factory, and we might run into you there or we might not, since it's the only restaurant in town. And then I'm going to take her to see Moana or whatever people go see. And, I have no idea.
And I don't want to victim blame. I don't want to victim blame, but, you know, I do think there is something to the idea that your labor has been free. I mean, you have said that this is a convenience for you and that you're happy to do this. And so of course they are going to take that at face value. I don't think, and you know, Rana touched on that in the beginning. She said, oh, I don't like where this is going. I'm babysitting for free. And I think that's, you know, sort of right on the money. I think you either, you know, and you're not going to pay. This is your friend. You're not going to ask them to pay you.
The other thing is you live there now. You don't have to start banking all this time with this kid. You're around.
You're around. I would also bet, Hannah, off of that, dollars to donuts, that these, which I, anytime I can say that,
delicious.
I would bet dollars to donuts that, I mean, dollars to donuts, I'm going to bet that there's no way these people haven't offered to pay her a million times. I guarantee you they have.
Oh, I don't think they have.
Really? You don't think they have? Yeah. I feel like they've been like, are you sure? Like, we would really be happy to pay you. And the letter writer keeps saying, it's absolutely not necessary. It's absolutely not necessary. Yes. I'm sure there's some of that happening.
100%. And that is why, because there was remorse initially, right? They sent the flowers and chocolates. They know that
which
it was
a bad thing. Which is significant.
That was very nice of them.
Sent the flowers and chocolates and then continued to do it. So to me, that signals, she says, oh, don't worry about it. Like you were
me
saying,
too.
There has
that
to be
she
some
said,
of
you
that.
Didn't have to do that. It was fine.
Right. I'm happy. It's totally fine. Yeah.
But I do think there's something to examine here for our letter writer, which is a little bit of the, I don't want to call it a Mata complex. I don't think it goes that far, but there's a little bit of, I'm the nicest person in the world. How can I help you out? How can I help you out? And you don't really have to be the nicest person in the world. You just don't. You're a very nice person. You don't have to, everyone's problem, you don't have to solve. There's a very simple way for them to solve this problem. They can get a babysitter. They can put their daughter to bed, if they're worried about that, and have someone else stay in the house for 4 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, whatever they're willing to pay for. Because if there was money on the line, they probably would be home on time. But there isn't. And they think it's Saturday night. You're done. You don't have anything else to do anyway. You're here. So, okay. Boundary resetting is what's going on here. Okay, dear. This is it. Brian, what happens now?
It's the end. So, Hannah, at this part of the show, we decide who deserves a little something from us to make their lives a little better. So we pick one of the letter writers. So is it going to be, are we going to send something nice to the president of the Babysitters Club, who we just discussed? Are we going to send it to the gay man who doesn't want to go dancing? Are we going to send it to the copied cat?
It's got to be the copied cat. I mean, it's clear to me.
Me too. I second it. Rana?
What do we send the copied cat, though?
Oh
we can't
God.
Send him like a mask, you know.
But by the way, maybe a keychain? Key ring.
Something's
new apartment.
Something vintage. Something that cannot be duplicated. Something that cannot be.
Something original. Oh, yes. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. A one something for one. Vintage. Something they could only. Well, what we, if we were smart, we would send him a membership to the AI Social Club.
Well, I was going to say we could send him a bottle of Negroni.
Well, no, because then the other guy would want to join the club too, and we would win in the end.
You're right.
We do a cocktail club now, Hannah. Every month, people get a beautiful box with a signature cocktail, and we then do a kiki, and we mix the drink together with our fabulous James Beard-nominated bartender from Brooklyn.
That's incredible.
And it's incredible. It is incredible. The drink this month was out of this world, elegant, sophisticated, delicious. It was an elderflower martini. Next month, surprise. And if we sent him that, then we could get another subscriber because he could basically get that roommate to pay for anything.
Sure, sure.
But if we get him the Negroni, Brian, which isn't a bad idea, that's our signature beverage, Hannah, mm-hmm. that we sell. It's like a Negroni, but better.
It's like a Negroni, but it's got Rana's special touch on it.
Negroni. And it comes in a gorgeous, very heavy bottle.
Beautiful.
So if he drinks the Negroni / Negroni, empties the bottle, he's got a weapon if that guy comes anywhere near him.
Yeah, sleep with it under your pillow.
Correct.
Sleep with it next to the bed. That would be my advice too. That's a heavy bottle and it's got spikes on it.
You need to set up Home Alone style traps around your bedroom.
Get the mannequins, baby.
Or Skyfall for that matter. Yes. How dare they when they did that? I mean, how could they do that to Judy Dench? Make her sit at a table, put little doggy bags with, you know, rifle shells together.
Skyfall.
Oh, Skyfall.
Very goofy. I love James Bond, but it got a little goofy when they started putting, you know, tic-tacs on the floor. What are those called? Pop snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Bang snaps.
Sure.
You know what bang snaps are, don't you?
Of course. You throw them on the ground. They do.
They look like the little paper, you know, wrapped around.
Yes, they're like wrapped in paper.
They look like a realistic paper rendering of a sperm.
I was going to say, yes. Yeah, they do. You're
exactly
right.
Exactly what they look like.
Right. All right. Hannah. So Poppycat. You're going to get that. Hannah.
Where are people finding your tour dates?
I was going to say, where can people go for your tour?
HannahEinbinder.com.
It couldn't be easier.
We have enjoyed spending this time with you. Like, I can't believe this is
what
like.
What a thrill.
Yeah. We just had Meryl Streep on before Meryl Streep was Meryl Streep.
We pretty much just had Meryl Streep on,
So now we'll always be able to say on this show, we had Meryl Streep. We had Meryl Streep in the beginning.
Totally.
No. It feels that way to me. It does. And to cut through the noise at a time like this, not an easy thing to do, pardon me.
She is the moment, Rana.
You know what? It's a credit to the writing.
Well, you need good writing, but it's all alchemy and chemistry. It certainly helps to have terrific writing and a wonderful team behind the show.
We got it.
But somebody's still got to make it come to life.
And again, I just want to say,
and you're all doing an incredible job.
Actually, also, no one listening to the show or watching it right now has any idea the absolute 80s, early 90s commercial that Hannah did from the full transformation she did. I saw her putting on the mascara. She just slicked back her hair and she came on and was like, as if someone were outside, as she said, waiting for, she just come home from work and someone was like, oh shit, that date's tonight. She got it all together in 2 minutes and ran down the stairs. It was incredible.
It was incredible.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Thank you. Anytime.
We adore you. Thank you for being here. And we have to say a shout out to Lucia because she's probably listening because she's a diehard.
Oh, I love Lucia.
I mean, she's a little busy. She's a
Let
little
me tell
busy.
You something. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm going to redact my bridesmaid and my bachelorette comment and say, if Lucia and Paul renew their vows in 25 years, that's a bachelorette party I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. They know what they're doing.
But mark the date.
They hold the keys to my heart and my soul.
Oh, they're incredible.
I love them.
And they're incredible individually and they're incredible together. And
it's
whatever
insane.
That little mush monster cutie pie, gorgeous little guy
baby.
They had.
Luca.
Oh, he's incredible.
Blueberry.
He's like a little businessman.
He's just expressive already.
Cute.
And you know, he is just, I cannot wait.
And then there's Jen Statsky, but she doesn't listen to the show, so I'm not going to say anything nice about
her. I love Jen Statsky, though. She's
Jen Statsky,
hilarious.
World's most perfect girl. You know,
oh,
she's
get out
so
of here.
Great.
cool.
She's so great.
Cool. Very she is cool. Yep.
And she doesn't cool, suffer fools.
You know, no, a lot of not. Her style, personal style, I am to understand, has influenced Ava's style on the
you
show. Isn't that
it.
Correct?
Oh. And sometimes yeah. I would take a photo of us on set because Ava would be dressed almost identically.
Okay. Yeah. speaking of style icons. So there
it was
we
exciting.
Are.
Yes.
Where does one end and the other begin? Dear, we love you. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy
what
the rest
pleasure.
Of the tour, and we will be watching
thank
the Emmys
you.
For sure in September.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I'd love to come back whenever you'll have me.
Definitely.
Kiss, kiss tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Same time.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's terrific, huh?
Hannah Einbinder.
That girl. I'm going to start calling her that
girl. She is that girl. Watch out, Marlo Thomas.
I hope she goes and reads Hannah Arendt now that I mentioned it.
I am after this.
Oh, yeah. The Banality of Evil. Good stuff. Right. Great stuff. Very post-war.
Sure,
Dear Ron, Brett, this is a cliffhanger. I'm reading the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
By the way, we asked people if they wanted a coffee, Kiki, and we're getting a very strong response. So watch the space.
Well, after your very strong reaction last week when you said no one's responded, but it turned out we hadn't even aired it.
Are you having a problem with the way I'm running this show?
I don't know, Rana. are you having a problem not inviting me to Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah. I mean, no. I'm having a problem inviting you, I suppose. Not. Brian, you're busy. It's your birthday. You're shooting. I can't manage your schedule. You know what I mean? I just don't have the bandwidth to manage a
Well, I would suggest
Hollywood
adding another
schedule.
Person to the staff then.
Exactly. If you get an assistant, that person can share your calendar with me. Mm-hmm. And then we could find time to spend together. But, you know, this is how relationships fall apart. People get busy, people get famous, and then they just don't find time for their loved ones anymore.
Well, I was thinking, Rana, and by the way, I've started noticing.
I'm right where I always was. I'm either in Martha's Vineyard or in Marblehead, and that's pretty much it. I mean,
okay. Well, can Tony do the hiring for the assistant? Can Tony do the hiring for the assistant?
Tony could be the assistant.
Okay, great. That'd be great. Thank you, Rana.
I mean, it's up to Tony, I suppose, but.
No, it's not.
Well, anyway, maybe we just have to get our calendars, you know, a little bit more.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think if we got our calendars somehow more synchronized, yeah. Dear
You're
Rana,
really strong on the first syllable today, Rana.
Brian. What can I do? You know, I'm feeling more cat-like today than usual.
Dear you Rana, are, aren't you? You're feeling something. I can tell.
Is it bothering you, Brian?
No. Well, yeah, because you know what? No. And by the way, Cynthia Dupree Sweeney.
Speaking of first syllables.
What about it?
Cynthia Dupree Sweeney. Yeah. Dupree Sweeney. You know, she's got a little. Yeah. I'll lead with the boring facts. I am 51 and the youngest of seven surviving siblings with nieces and nephews ranging from 35 to 18. My kids are 15 and 13. Three siblings live in the area where we grew up and four of us live about a day's car ride away from the area. Okay. Boston, New Hampshire. Since both of my folks passed about 17 years ago, one of my sisters, call her Audrey, has hosted a, quote, family reunion. Let's call her Audrey, too, just to keep it interesting.
Oh, yes.
Suddenly Seymour.
Oh, I love that show.
See, I said I wasn't going to sing, but there I go.
Well, they can scratch.
Audrey, too, has hosted a family reunion at her lake house, inviting siblings, their children, and any significant others for the 4th of July weekend. Okay. BYOB, and each sibling is responsible for a meal. Since they have limited rooms, some people stay overnight, quote, off campus on a rotating annual basis. Okay, there are seven siblings, nieces, and nephews. Just keep that in mind. At Audrey Two's house. My family has attended approximately 75% of these events, missing some because of new babies, sick toddlers, and visits to in-laws. Last year's party, but after 2020 was totally canceled, was memorable to me because my daughter, call her Susie, really blossomed socially with her older cousins in a way that made me proud. We were staying in one of Audrey's rooms on campus. As we were packing up, Audrey pointed out to me that Susie had been eating in her room.
Okay.
We were expressly asked ahead of time not to due to a new carpet and left a stain on the carpet. She also said, my wife, Jen, let's call her, was...
What? What?
Clipping her nails in the living room.
That's tough. That's tough.
Where's the worst place you've ever seen a person clip their nails? I know mine.
Over the toilet.
Really? That's the worst place?
Well... I think. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone do it in public. What about you?
I should really save this for Patreon because it's the kind of thing. It's a real Patreon story.
Okay. Wow.
But, I mean, just so that let that be the tantalizing for people, which is that is the kind of thing we share on Patreon.
Yeah,
it is. I was in a restaurant in Paris. And from the kitchen, I was already eating my food. Someone from the kitchen had taken a break and was sitting at the end of the banquettes clipping toenails.
That is absolutely one of the nastiest
things. And I haven't been back to Paris since.
It turned you off of the city entirely?
How could it be possible
that is really vile.
For me to get turned on?
Yeah, that is really vile.
You go to Paris to get turned on, not turned off.
And Rana, when you see things like that, you actually feel them deeply. I mean, that is it.
If anyone says clipping nails, that's the first thing that pops into my head. I can't even use that expression anymore.
Disgusting.
You know I'm a very visual rememberer.
Yeah, I know you are. That's what I mean. Like, I actually, it makes sense to me now that you wouldn't. Yeah.
I can see his mustache.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That is rough.
So I might be on Audrey 2's side. We'll see. I apologized and shared her disgust and never mentioned her comments to my wife and daughter, smart. Jen is high maintenance and has been described by therapists as a narcissist or borderline personality, but that's a letter for Esther Perel. Let me know if she answers it.
Yeah.
Fast forward to this spring when I started perusing lodging off campus for this year's event. I found a great VRBO, pronounced as you wish. Thank you very much.
Verbo, please.
Yes, well, I won't be saying that, but Brian will. With multiple rooms near Audrey's place, I sent Audrey the listing and she responded, looks great, but as you will recall, we decided we would only have the full group every other year. As I suspected, the group this year is the three siblings that still live close to each other. I thanked Audrey for the response and left it at that. I don't recall any discussion of a smaller group, but that doesn't matter. I absolutely understand the bottom line is this. Audrey is entitled to invite everyone and anyone she pleases to her house, and I should never have any expectations of any invitations. But it's also true that I have turned down her invitations at times. Okay. It's also true that I have turning down her, and I think turned. I'm writing because I'm having all kinds of feelings. I'm disappointed. My feelings are hurt. I'm feeling petty. Should I wonder if I'm invited to family Christmas as I have for the last 50 years? I also feel crappy about how I found out. Off and on, there have been discussions of family vacations that wouldn't be at Audrey's house, which would alleviate her stress, provide ample space for everyone to be together, and provide a neutral site where ultimately we would each be equally responsible, not just Audrey. But it never seems to happen, though we grew up in an upper middle class family and have the resources to make it happen. People vote with their feet, and I can't help but feel my family, or at least Audrey, as, quote, voting. Tell me to get over it and happily attend next year. Kiss, kiss, Archie.
All right, Archie.
I feel a little sad for Archie.
I do too. It's a bummer.
It's tough. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to hear what we actually are going to say to Archie, go to patreon.com/askrana.
Yeah.
Where $5 gets you in. Every week there's a new bonus episode. Every single week.
Don't I know?
$10 lets you see us as well as hear us. You get to see all the video. And by the way,
how are people not watching? Given the choice, listen to the free feed, watch the Patreon. That's what I say. Yeah. That's living.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Also, of course, arsocial.club, arsocialclub.com.
Thank you. And then, of course, our coffee, askronacoffee.com.
Which we might do a coffee club.
But only for subscribers. I just want to make clear on that. That wouldn't just be for anybody that buys a bag of coffee. It's only for the truly committed. And we would do like a little clatch where we would have a little chit chat once a month. Yes. But we haven't, as mentioned, Brian's schedule's absolutely cuckoo bananas.
Well, I don't really know that it's necessarily my schedule run as much as it is.
We'll have to see if we can, you know, another event. Boy, we'll see.
Right.
Okay. All right, dear. I adore you. And we're going to get a calendar. Let's get a shared calendar. It's crazy that we don't have one at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
You'll set it up. You'll invite me.
Okay. Oh, I don't know how to. Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to Tony. Yeah. I have no clue how to. And also, I wouldn't. So.
You wouldn't what?
I wouldn't know how to do that.
Oh, I thought you meant you wouldn't invite me.
No, what? Rana, I would invite you ever. I was actually thinking for the coffee club, if maybe we could do it. Like, I don't know what Mr. Cleveland's up to, but if we could use his plane and have like a different location behind us every time. And we stay in the same hotel room.
We could also go where the coffee comes. We could go to Kona, or we could go to Guatemala, or we could go to, I don't even know where Colombia. The coffee comes from. Peru, Colombia,
any of those places. Yeah. I would love to. I would love to. Okay.
All right, dear. I adore you. What a fun.
And I'm going to go ahead and request. I'm going to send you a request.
Adjoining rooms.
Well, yes, but also just I'm going to send you a couple Venmo requests.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
send them. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, dear.
I will, Rana.
Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of 4Play.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to 4Play Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.